How many times have you said, pleaded, or screamed these words, "If you love me, you'd stop," at your husband or son after one of his many particularly nasty bouts of drinking? How many times has your wife or sister promised to cut down, drink no more than two a day, drink only on the weekends? How many times has your heart been broken when this time turned out to be just like all of the times before? I understand. I too have felt that and said those words on occasions, many occasions, too numerous to count. I've had decades of experience, in fact, of loving and living with people who abuse alcohol or who drink too much. At the time, I remember believing with my heart that this time really would be different. I truly trusted that we could make it work. We could make that fix of only two on the weekends, only on Christmas, only on holidays somehow last. And if we could do that, then our lives could return to normal. And so over those decades with various loved ones, I would engage in those kinds of arguments, and yet nothing seemed to work. I had periods where it was good. I had periods where the drinking would stop altogether, and then it would start again. Or maybe it would get under control for two or three weeks, or maybe even a month, sometimes even years, and then it would start again. And so over time, as it went on, I had to keep rationalizing. I had to keep coming up with why this was okay. Because in my mind, either drinking was normal or drinking was alcoholic. And in still try and label one of my loved ones an alcoholic, I just couldn't go there. Because as a society, we still view alcoholism as a moral lack of weakness, as a choice. We don't understand what it's about, that it truly is a disease. And so what finally kind of got me off dead center was when one of my loved ones actually went into a treatment program. And that plunged me into a world that included terms like codependency, adult children of alcoholics, co-addictions, dual diagnoses, DUIs, and the like. And it was, oh my goodness, for me, I was overwhelmed. And there was so much out there on it, books and therapy programs, and it just went on and on. And so I was so desperate when that time finally came that I decided to try to start to see what it was that I might be doing that was contributing to why I was still so stuck in relationships with people who drink too much. And I just want to say that I try to keep the anonymity of my loved ones so I don't refer to any of them in particular, rather have collectively referred to them all as a composite that I have named Alex. But I've certainly had experiences like drunken driving, DUI arrests, the round circular arguments about who's right or who's wrong, about what constituted normal drinking or not. Bankruptcy, money problems, relationship problems, just probably mostly the insane arguments. And then also there was physical violence and intimidation in some cases. So what I tried then, once I finally started down this road to what we call recovery, or what I call recovery, I went into therapy for 3 years, and that therapy was a very concentrated with a person who had been trained in working with families and with addiction. And that to me is critical, that it be somebody who understands what it's like for the families. And then I also did enormous amounts of research trying to understand all of these different concepts and how they related to each other and then how they related to me. And the culmination of that then is my book, If You Love Me, You'd Stop. And what I tried to put into that is the key research, which is was critical to me, of the disease of alcoholism, namely what happens to the brain. It's fascinating, fascinating stuff. And then as well as all those other terms that I just mentioned, co-addictions, dual diagnoses, those types of things, how they relate, what's different for the brain under 21. I never understood why the drinking age was 21. Now I do. And then also just to share my own experiences and how what I learned can help Perhaps you find your way out of this muck, because there is so much, as the person who loves the person who drinks too much, that you actually can do to change your life, whether you stay in the relationship or not. And I want to add that, I think alcoholism is one of the few diseases that we try to recover from in anonymity, or that the loved one does. If it were cancer, you would be there in a minute. They would be in the hospital. Your neighbors would bring you potlucks. They would be taking flowers, cards to your loved one. Instead, if somebody goes into treatment, all the secrecy continues and it's shrouded in shame. And people say, well, where's X or so on? So, and we say, oh, well, they're visiting their folks or whatever. And even less is known or addressed for the people who love them. And let me tell you, it's a significant number. Over half of all American adults, men and women, report having a loved one who drinks too much, who has a problem with it, and 1 in 4 children live with it. So this is a huge issue, and that's what I've tried to do with the book, If You Love Me, You'd Stop, What You Really Need to Know When Your Loved One Drinks Too Much, and I have to say it's less than 120 pages, as well as the website, breakingthecycles.com. And the hope is if we all start to finally talk about it, we can start to change the culture, the view of this. Think back to the early 60s and 70s, the early 1970s, when most people smoked. We hadn't heard of car seats or bike helmets and, decided when or if we wanted to wear a seatbelt. But new research made that so that we couldn't smoke anymore. We don't have smoking in public places. It's not in airplanes. And most people have stopped smoking. We have mandatory seatbelt laws, mandatory bike helmet laws, mandatory car seat laws. And that's just because it was new information. People started talking about it, and then we could affect change. Same thing happened with cancer in the 50s and 60s. It was known as the Big C. We didn't talk about it. Or AIDS, HIV, we didn't talk about it. Now we do. And we're raising money and we're changing the culture around the issue so that people are taking proactive steps to avoid these kinds of diseases. And I believe firmly that we can do the same with alcohol use and alcohol abuse. And I just wanted to add one other thing, that there is a distinction between normal drinking and alcoholic drinking. And there's a whole other stage. It's called abuse, and it's between the two. And it's during the abuse stage when people are getting DUIs or there's relationship problems or problems in school. All the things we tended to attribute to alcoholism, in fact, start occurring in the alcohol abuse stage. So the sooner you understand this and come to terms with what's really going on, the sooner that you can change your life. Thank you.